K-State Nation, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily is back. Eddie Greer here for another edition of the podcast, the PPPD edition of the podcast. We'll see how far this goes. It might be a weekly or just a regular daily. Of course, the Purple Project Podcast, for those of you downloading this episode for the very first time or you're a recent listener of the podcast, of course, this show is all about, our podcast is all about the latest with the happenings of Kansas State Athletics. I am recording this literally just getting off of work now, a little bit tad early on this Monday afternoon here, the final Monday of 2021, December 27th, 2021. This actually is about all the bowl games for the Big 12, considering the fact that this COVID thing, well, this version of the COVID might be no joking around here, but it looks like the teams, they're getting hit pretty bad right now. And at this rate, we don't know how many bowl games are going to be left. There was a couple games here and there, especially yesterday, at least two got removed. I know one got pulled out of one. Rutgers originally, I think, replaced Wake Forest, I think, in the Gator Bowl, which is still pending on playing right now. So there's a lot at stake right now. And actually, I think Miami just pulled out. Come to think of it, Miami pulled out as well. And then I think they canceled it, too. So, yeah, a lot of canceled postponements. And, of course, the college football playoff talked about, well, if you don't have enough players to play. I mentioned this on one of the episodes last week on this podcast. If you did not, go back and check it out, subscribe and download the Purple Project Podcast. But yeah, Miami pulled out. Finish my point here before I get to the bowl games, which again, we will just go over briefly where K-State is right now, and then we'll wrap it. But yeah, Miami, they pulled out of theirs because they were hit with the COVID, unfortunately. And yeah, I mean, we did not see this last year. Everyone, for the most part, fought through it and just got on it. And it'll be quite I know we're a couple days past Christmas. It'll be the Christmas miracle we even get some of these bowl games. I know K-State, obviously K-State is the last bowl game before the national championship. And you have the semifinals, and I just read not too long ago, Georgia, who's one of the four semifinal playoff teams, trying to avoid the whole COVID situation right now. So, yeah, this is going to be, we definitely got to keep an eye on this. And there's rumors, apparently, since a couple of teams already passed, I'm not going to say the other word I want to say on here, but passed away, their opportunity is to drop out LSU. With all their drops of players due to the NFL draft or in the transfer portal, they have the opportunity to drop out of the bowl game, which I don't know if that would be a good thing or a bad thing. I know, in my opinion, I think it would be a bad thing for K-State, to be honest with you. I know Chris Klieman wanted to play a bowl game last year in this type of setting last year in COVID, and I was on that plane. They were 5-7, and I've talked about this numerous points on this podcast about that. They're going to get beat badly, regardless of whether they're playing. Obviously, Alex felt strongly going to a bowl. I didn't, and I still feel that way. And this time around, it's kind of the opposite way. It'll be a missed opportunity. It would definitely suck as the K-State player not to play. And especially, obviously, I've talked about in the future episode, I already recorded the quarterback preview. I'm moving forward with the previews. So unless we pull out, or LSU does pull out of it, with either because of COVID or don't want to play in it, then we're going to roll on with the previews unless otherwise. But if they do pull out, or even K-State pulls out, you know where to find it. The Pro Project Podcast, we'll have it covered right here first off. So definitely we'll keep this in mind. Obviously, K-State's bowl is next week. And since I'm here already even on it, we're just going it now. This is Obviously, you know, this is the last bowl for the Big 12, as the subject of this podcast is going to be about the Big 12. I'm not going to go through it too terribly, in depth too terribly, so I'm just going to roll through these. Obviously, a lot more K-State LSU this week on this podcast. We're planning on doing a daily. Me and Alex, the weekly podcast, we're still going through it, so we're going to still do it unless something happens crazy between now and then. So K-State, LSU, and K-State now is actually, the coming thing about it here, woo, as I'm looking on in here, I think K-State now has pulled into that position of a field goal favorite here, even though the ESPN ticker did say that LSU still projected to win, field K-State's an underdog here. Buy down, it was 3. Last time I checked, it pumped up to 3.5. So I think the advantage is even right now, if you ask me right now. Obviously, you haven't heard really too much. Chris Klieman did talk with the media early today. And, yeah, this is a big opportunity for K-State, and we haven't heard much players hit with cold. Obviously, you get hit now with it and get test positive, that could be devastating. You might not even play the bowl game. Let's see. Definitely, you're not vaccinated. I don't know if in the NFL, these rules about COVID get, or in NBA and whatnot, these things just change on the fly. So I don't know if the college is still the same or not. You got 10 days to sit out. But if you test out now, then yeah, that's going to be really tight. You might not be able to play in this bowl game. You're not going to play in this bowl game because we're less than 10 out. According to this podcast from the Tax Act Texas Bowl. So, yeah, you just don't want to take the opportunity to do that. So this is the last of the Big 12 Bowls for K-State will be the designated home team because of their better record there. And we'll see. I mean, LSU, I talked about this on, or I've already recorded it. It's going to come out tomorrow since obviously we got almost a week out from the Texas Bowl. But yeah, does LSU even going to be motivated to play in this bowl game? So we'll see. Again, it's still on schedule, we're still going to do it. So it'll be a lot more in depth, obviously, with the dailies here, but we'll go on in the more general aspects of it and maybe talk to who to play, those watching, things like that. And obviously, I'm recording this today with this special episode today because the Big 12 Bowl is actually starting tomorrow, supposedly, so we'll have to keep an eye on that here. As Texas Tech will be facing off against Mississippi State in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, kicking off the Big 12 Bowl season tomorrow, late afternoon, 5:45 Central Time, as Mississippi State's a 10-point underdog in this one. I'm surprised at that a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, Mississippi State, obviously, 7-5. Texas Tech rolls in there, 506-6. Oh, man, you know, I've seen a little bit of Mississippi State here and there, so Texas Tech's going to have to work cut out for them. And Texas Tech, this was the team, actually, who lost their head coach, Matt Wells, who did not even last second season as head coach for the Red Raiders. So Tech's still going on with their head coaching search, if you will, here. The office that will continue past this bowl game tomorrow afternoon. So Texas Tech will have an opportunity to go out there, and Mississippi State is going to be tough. Obviously, they had to present that challenge, right, of, you know, their head coach from Washington State, Mike Leach. So they're going to have their hands full over there. And I got to say, this might be full of points right here for the Liberty Bowl game. I'm in favor of – I might actually take the points here on this. Mississippi State should be able – should be the reverse opposite, really. Texas Tech should be able, any of these teams should be able to cover the spread. You know, but I'm going to take Mississippi State in this one. Also, a doubleheader tomorrow on Tuesday, the 28th of December tomorrow. Minnesota
West Virginia, Minnesota, guaranteed rape ball tomorrow. This is the nightcap, late, 9:15, 9:15, 9:15, oh my goodness, 9:15-ish time on ESPN. So both the all these games, yep, all the Big 12 games will be on ESPN. Well, obviously. So West Virginia 6-6. Neil Brown. I think this was the more important. I think, to me, in my opinion, I think Alex would agree with me that West Virginia is probably the more disappointing team of the Big 12 this year. All kind of expectations take that next step forward and contend to get themselves to Dallas. That did not happen. Losing. Had a couple close losses in between there, and they're going to go up against Minnesota, 8-4 Minnesota team as well. That's going to present a lot of tough challenges here, and I think West Virginia will lose that game. That game right there. I've only seen Minnesota maybe twice. I know I saw them earlier against Ohio State earlier this year. Didn't really look very good. But their record 8-4 does tell me a little something about them. West Virginia's just been too inconsistent this year for my monies. Where if I was a betting man, yeah, I would. What's the line? Minnesota is 5. Yeah, I think Minnesota doubles that. I think it'll double it, double that, and they'll take W here. So I got the Big 12. 0-2. This is the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition, and depending on how long this goes, this might turn into weekly edition. We'll see. Where I'm at the end of this lineup, Eddie Greer here for the Purple Project Podcast, all about K-State Athletics. I already talked about we're already already underway with coverage with the Houston, the Tax Act Texas Bowl in Houston. We got a lot more coverage ahead of LSU and K-State on this podcast, obviously. But just going over tonight with you guys the rest of these bowls for the Big 12, since obviously the Big 12 is supposed to start tomorrow. Again, tomorrow, as scheduled, again. What? I'm trying to find this, the saying of what I say. Oh, yeah, matchup pending on COVID. Yes, I said it. Matchups pending on COVID in this one, Wednesday. Woo-wee! This is going to be a barn burner Wednesday, late afternoon at 4:45 Central Time. It's 5:45 Eastern Time. Probably all these from here on out pretty good. Clemson, 19th ranked Clemson. Usually see them in the college football playoff. Down year for them this year. And they just lost the defensive coordinator to the head coach of Oklahoma. Talking about Brent Venables. They're going to be taking on Brent Venables' future opponent, Iowa State. On Wednesday, Clemson 9-3 on the year. At times this year, they didn't look good. Let's be honest with you. Yeah, they didn't look good at times, especially early on in the year. But somehow late, they got things together there. I don't know if Brent Venables is coaching defense in this game or not. Obviously, because he's going to be coaching up against this team a lot. Matt Campbell. Again, back in Orlando again, 7-5. I think the last time they were in Orlando, they got their ass whooped against Notre Dame. I think I'm right in that. So, Matt Campbell, those guys, Breece Hall, last game, Brock Purdy last game for Iowa State. This is one of the more intriguing games. I'm looking forward to this game. Late Wednesday, I should be done. By the way, this week is shaping up. I should be done before that. Yeah, I should be done before that game. But yeah, Iowa State, you know, got their hands full. They got their hands full. In this one, Clemson 9-3, back in Orlando. It's been a while since Clemson's been in this spot, playing in a non-New Year's Day bowl or a college football playoff. For that matter, for really, so if you ask me, but man, I think Clemson, both teams got a lot to play for here. I mean, right now, Clemson, one point in the direction of Clemson. Oh boy, I think this one's going to be a four quarter game. I think Clemson covers that more and then some there. I think it's going to be a field goal or touchdown game there in that one for sure. So yeah, Iowa State comes in there at 7-5, and then on the same night, You got Oregon, Oklahoma, Brent Venables, future head coaching team, going down there. The Valerio Alamo Bowl, San Antonio that same night. So we got a couple of big doubleheaders here, starting tomorrow with the Liberty Bowl, Rate Bowl, and then the following day you got the Cheez-It Bowl. I didn't say that, in Orlando, in the Valerio Alamo Bowl, which usually Alamo Bowl is pretty good. And this is two ranked teams. Oregon, 14th ranked in the country, they lost their head coach to the Miami position, Mario Cristobal, what used to be his assistant, for Miami, which he's going back down to being the head coach of. Oklahoma lost Lincoln Riley all of a sudden to that USC Southern California job. Enter Brent Venables. I'm not sure if Brent Venables is coaching defense in that game or not. I don't know about that. I have a close source. I have a close, obvious close source about that one. So we'll see about that. Oklahoma, both these teams, 10 wins. This is a rarity for this bowl. Oregon 10-3, Oklahoma 10-2. And obviously, Oklahoma's going to have the main advantage here, I think, in my opinion, here. And I think for what it's worth here, I'm actually going to go for what people are probably going to dump a hot bucket of water on me. But I'm going to go with OU's going to cover it. 7-point spread favoring OU spread. Yeah, I got that. Yeah, I think this is going to cover. I think actually, you know what? I'm going to double down on that. And no disrespect to the Pac-12 and what they got going on in Oregon, obviously. But, yeah, I think I'm going to just go ahead and double down on that. So, I think Oklahoma's going to go win 2 touchdowns. Woo! That's a bold prediction here in the Purple Project podcast, y'all. So, yeah, that's that right there. Oklahoma, this is going to be a really good game. Both of these games, if they live up to the potential. Obviously, I already mentioned Iowa, called out Iowa State getting blown out by Notre Dame. Either last year or the year before last. I can't remember, but they went down there, all the hype. Obviously, Iowa State's going to travel well. So that's this was K-State, if the thing, going circle right back around to our team here in Manhattan, Little Apple, K-State. If things would have kind of mapped out a little better, I mean, everybody had, at least a lot of people here, at least the media is concerned, had K-State going to Orlando. And yes, Orlando's the expensive trip, whatnot, and whatnot. I'm a former Floridian. So I lived down there for a second half of my life before coming up here to start to all of a sudden the state of Kansas. I know I've said that quite a bunch on the Pro Project podcast. But yeah, K-State. All the roads were, at least most of them were shooting towards that Cheez-It Bowl. It just didn't, and yeah, Clemson was the opponent. Yeah, and Iowa State, yeah, you're just not going to get that. Especially, I know K-State travels well. But compared to Iowa State, yeah, Iowa State, they're going to travel well down there. So it would have been really interesting if K-State would have got the invite. And K-State got robbed. A few years ago for that opportunity to go down there. I think that again, Iowa State and K-State had the same damn record. So I'm 7-5. So yeah, I mean, and right, yeah. So I mean, I think Oklahoma, despite, you know, no Lincoln Riley, still got the athletes over there. And you had Brent Venables coming over there next. And that's going to be interesting. Obviously, that Jonathan Grinch guy, that defensive coordinator. I thought even, I know this year they talk about really good defense and whatnot, last year especially. But I think their defense is overrated, a little bit overrated behind him. It'll be interesting to see what Venables does. If he sticks, if he takes over that job, that duty as well, or keeps Grinch around down there in Norman. But yeah, I mean, that I suspect, you know, if my guess is confirmed, now I think Venables could have a more hand, obviously, in the defense, because that's what he's coached his entire coaching career until is 2022, which is in a few days. So yeah, we'll see. But I think, despite all that, I think Oklahoma comes out. They're going to have the crowd advantage. Well, obviously, Norman's closer to San Antonio. Oregon Ducks didn't have to travel far a little bit. Quite they could almost cross, almost halfway cross country ish to San Antonio. So that's a disadvantage right there. Yeah, I got Oklahoma in this one. Moving on, the last two here on this edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. For now, as this might turn out to be a weekly, to be exact. So definitely on this edition of the podcast, appreciate you guys for listening. This is a special Big 12 look at the rest of the bowls. Obviously, K-State won't be playing until next Tuesday's game. New Year's Day, Saturday, right? Noon Central Time, 1 o'clock Eastern Time. That's where you're going to find the Oklahoma State Cowboys and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish going at it down here. The PlayStation Fiesta Bowl. Oklahoma State, obviously, a heartbreaker in the Big 12 Championship. We have not talked about that. Oklahoma been getting stopped. Fourth and goal at the 1 yard line stop for opportunity, and it could have easily switched. Oklahoma State had an opportunity. You win that game, you can possibly crash the college football playoff party. You don't do it, and you still going. This is still a good bowl though. Fiesta and the Sugar Bowl that I'm looking at, they're still good bowls here. Obviously, you had the college football playoff the day before these games. So Oklahoma State, Notre Dame, fired up for the Marcus Freeman. I love that hire, and for obvious reasons. They were behind him. They obviously keep their offensive coordinator as well. We talk about Notre Dame. So, yeah. I mean, I like what Notre Dame did there. Obviously, Ty Willingham broke some barriers a few years ago with Notre Dame's decision to hire him as head coach. That was a huge deal there. I like that. At the time, too, they were really getting in the Notre Dame decline a little bit. It'll be interesting. I know they still have the Fiesta Bowl to go against the Cowboys. It'll be interesting to see where they go from here. Marcus Freeman, that's a very damn good hire there. Meanwhile, Oklahoma State still has Gundy, Mike Gundy, as head coach for them. And they a missed opportunity, and they weren't ready to play that game. Obviously, you see of letdowns in over big wins, and we saw that in the Big 12 championship game a month ago, really 2 months ago now, in that game, or actually, maybe if you actually, let's just say a few weeks ago now that we're coming up to the end of the calendar year. Yeah, I really think that they came out flat. I was very surprised. I thought it would match the intensity of Baylor. Obviously, Baylor had a chip on their shoulder. We'll talk about Baylor in a minute. But they had a chip on their shoulder and took advantage there. Oklahoma State, OSU tried to make a comeback there. And they did make things interesting. But the red zone, we've seen it all. If you know the rules of the red zone, you want to get touchdowns, not field goals, especially on the road. And Oklahoma State could not punch it in. Could not get in four downs. Baylor with the stop. And this could have easily flipped. Or Oklahoma State could have made the college football playoff. But instead, you get the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl, which is still not too bad. This is going to be a really good Notre Dame. Less than a field goal. Arrows with Notre Dame right now. Ooh. Man, this is really hard. This is really hard. But you know what? You know, I'm just going to go with Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State, I think, will get down here. I think it's going to be less than 10 points. For this one. Last but not least, obviously, in the same day, New Year's evening, Baylor, number 7th rank in the country. Baylor, your Big 12 champions for 2021. They're going to be taking on this is really interesting here. Oh, man. Lane Kiffin's Ole Miss Rebels, All-State Sugar Bowl in prime time. Yes, prime time. Baylor, 7th in the country, 11-2, your Big 12 champs. They, even though they have the same record against Oklahoma State, but Baylor beat Oklahoma State head up in the Big 12 championship. So, Baylor, your Big 12 champions this season. And Ole Miss, I'm surprised to see them appear in 8th. So, and eight, and maybe because I haven't paid much attention to them. And I've seen a little bit of Ole Miss, and I was going back earlier this year. that I saw the Rebels, and I don't know how they are now, but obviously the record tells me something, because the arrow points at Mississippi State. They are a point and a half right now, and it says minus. I don't know how I want to say underdog or what, but I think they're, although usually you see plus on a favorite on here, but all these well games say a minus on here for whatever reason. But yeah, Ole Miss right now, a point and a half, and I think it's gonna, I got Baylor in this one. Sorry, I gotta go with the Big 12 on this one. Baylor's got a lot going on for themselves right now. Dave Aranda has done a terrific job, a turnaround from what a year ago. This Baylor team went nothing, went nothing last year, and it's rebuilding. And you're maybe a year ahead in that. And his name, Aranda's name, was in some coaching portals as well. So, but I'm glad he's staying put where he's at, because he's turned that around in two seasons down there in Waco. So I think, you know, that's huge for that team. This is breaking news. I just got something here. I remember that I talked about pulling out because of the COVID factor. Well, another team just did. This is breaking news in the Purple Project Podcast Daily, baby, /weekly now, whoever you call it. On this podcast, we'll get to that in a second. Let me finish up my point on Baylor here. Yeah, Baylor 11-2. Yeah, I got Baylor in this one. I think I'm actually gonna slightly double down with Baylor. I think Baylor wins by over a field goal in this one, because Baylor, it seems to me, Baylor plays in a lot of tight games over this past year. Example, back to the Big 12 game, Texas Tech took them to the limit. K-State take this Baylor team to the limit too. But obviously K-State threw a pick late, so there's that. Yeah, Baylor's played Iowa State. They beat Iowa State in a close game, and others as well. So yeah, Baylor, I'll take them in a close tight game. If it's close, I think Baylor's going to pull it out. Between a field goal and a touchdown game, I think Baylor will win this game as well. So that's kind of a look right there at your bowl games week, and the Big 12 begins this week, and they still don't have a cancellation because of COVID, which is at least good for now, because I just said breaking news. Well, I'm gonna go here right now with this. Boise State, I just got the notification on the phone as we come wrap to this, which is now a weekly edition now of the Purple Project Podcast, as we're coming up on a half hour of this podcast. Boise State out of the Arizona Bowl because of COVID-19 protocols. But Central Michigan could take that spot. So obviously you guys will be stay tuned more later than that. But yep. So Miami pulled out of Miami pulled out of theirs. Today Boise State, there was a cancellation of bowls yesterday, and Boise State now pulls out because of COVID-19 protocols as well. So yeah, so Boise State will not play in the game. Didn't we just see that? No, that's a couple other teams, my bad, because of the Idaho Potato Bowl or whatever it was that I was watching over the Christmas weekend. And oh, by the way, speaking of Christmas, hope for K-State Nation, hope you guys had a terrific Christmas with your friends, close ones, loved ones, and your family as well. As we're quickly here approaching the new year, calendar year. But yeah, Boise State just knocked out. Relate what I said. Yeah, COVID-19 knocked out the Broncos out of this bowl. So because of the COVID-19 issues, what their team was having, Boise State had to pull out. So Central Michigan is up there, right there in the mix, waiting for that spot. So we'll see what happens there. Obviously, this is going to be a point of topic on the next weekly, this week of this podcast, since this one has turned into a weekly edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Again, a lot more ahead with K-State, and there are in their point with LSU for the time being, obviously with LSU being the blue blood of the SEC, we'll slowly keep a peek on them to see what happens with that. So that's kind of a look at the Big 12 bowls and some breaking news here on the Purple Project Podcast. Again, a lot more on K-State here to come this week here on our podcast, the Purple Project Podcast. Get it? Wherever you get your podcast, baby. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, Audio Boom, I think we're on Odyssey as well. The Purple Project Podcast, we're going to keep on rolling like we did with what we did last year with the whole first of the break of the COVID. We're going to still roll out even with episodes, me and Alex, and this one just became, 77 came out on Friday night. So this officially is PPPW 78 of the Purple Project Podcast. So yeah, I've been doing some individual things. Well, individual episodes this year. Well, in the middle of the football season anyways, with due to me and Alex's schedules not syncing up right, I did some individual episodes, and I'm still going to do, and I still got the, we're possibly having three episodes this week, so definitely stay tuned. We still got the K-State women ahead of their Big 12 debut game later on against ninth-ranked Baylor, so on hard four for the women's team. So I'm definitely going to get to that before that, and depending on that, we'll see how that goes. But this is officially episode 78 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition, just come to a close here on this edition. It's Monday, late afternoon, now evening. This, I'll have this out immediately for you guys to listen to before at least the Big 12 Bowls begin. And there is a little K-State in here at the top of the top, but a lot more K-State to come with their bowl game for the moment, as their bowl game is not until next Tuesday, leading up to the kickoff in Houston for the Tax Act Texas Bowl coming. Obviously, that'll be an ESPN game prime time next Tuesday night. But I'm going to put it, wrap up for here, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, K-State Nation, the Purple Project Podcast, another edition, the weekly edition, has come to a close here on this edition, episode 78. Stay locked in wherever you look, get your podcast. This will be out immediately. I'll do the best I can, get this out immediately into your hands, and should be out here in a little while. But for now, I'm going to put a close in this for now. K-State Nation, spread the word about the Purple Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast. That's going to wrap things up for now. You have not listen to the latest dailies or weeklies of the Triple P. Get on that. There's a lot more coverage to come of this bowl game. But for now, I appreciate you guys for listening to this little bit of mini special preview of the rest of the Big 12 Bowls on the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll talk to you in the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.